I have a lot to say on Simone Biles. Everybody is speculating as to what's going on with her. I mean, I know she said mental health issues, so it's not like it's a mystery, but people don't really understand that. So I've got several things to say about this. Okay, first of all, I played tennis for college. Granted, not even close to her level, like not even close, but I did play for college, and it was the kind of thing where they train the hell out of you, you know, because they want to win. It's college, right? Part of our training was the mental aspect of the game. So aside from just showing up at practice and having to run up and down the court and practice all, do our all drills and whatever, and play like, you know, mock games, they would give us back then videotapes to take home and watch. And we would have classes on just the mental aspect of the game. When you watch professional tennis, what you'll see is a play back and forth, and then it'll stop and you'll see like the tennis player, like Serena Williams or whatever, as she's walking away, she'll turn her back to the net and she'll start walking away, and she'll maybe pick on the strings on her racket. She'll like hit the strings with her fingers kind of thing. That is setting you back. That's your thing that you do that sets you back to your mental place of beginning, like you're resetting, like it's your mental reset. So that, you know, the game's not going well, you've hit too many, you're not happy with your backhand, you need that mental reset. So the next point will be fresh, like you're starting over, not like you've sat there playing four games in a row and it's the end of the match. No, it's your mental reset. So the mental aspect of the game, especially when you're a gymnast, that is all the mental game. Like the physical ability, you can teach anybody how to pole vault and do the uneven bars and all the floor exercises. You can teach anybody how to do that. She does it exceedingly well, but the mental aspect of it is really, really stressful. Add to that the fact that the pressure is on her. She's not just an athlete who showed up. She's Simone Biles. She's the best we've had. She's the, remember the beginning when we first talked about the Olympics, I said, if you're a betting woman, put all your money on Simone Biles. She's going to win all the gold. We made jokes that she's going to win gold for things she's not even in. You know, right. She's going to just, people are just going to be throwing gold water medals polo. At her. Yeah, water polo, the, you know, she's going to win an Oscar, whatever. That's a lot of pressure. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is she's 24. I think that's a really pivotal age to start deciding who you are. For all those years, she was only Simone Biles. She was only this amazing gymnast. And nobody really cared about her life outside of that. It was train, train, train. But at 24, that's when the frontal lobe starts to really develop and you start to really become the person you are. And I think a lot of stress goes with that. Depression creeps in. You know, a lot of things happen to you psychologically that by 24, they kind of crystallize. So all these things are happening at once. She's turning 24. The pressure is on her to save American gymnastics, bring home the gold. And I think she never had a chance to be a person, a girl. She's only been this gymnastics machine for all these years. I think that takes a toll on you. And it finally hit her after COVID. You know, I mean, this has been a stressful year for all of us. Imagine also being like the great hope that's going to bring America back. It's a lot to lay on the shoulders of a little teeny tiny, pretty little 24-year-old strong woman, but still, it's a lot of pressure.
And I can see if your head's not in the game. If your head is not in it, there's nothing you can do to get your head back in it. You know, once you're out, you're out. But I also look at it as this is what she is trained for her whole life. And it's not like, I won't do it today, but I'll do it next month. I mean, you're going to have to wait four more years and train that much harder to get back in it. So you've trained your whole life for this moment. You have to go.
But that's the pressure I'm talking about. Maybe she's not into it anymore. Maybe she got to the point where she was like, you know, this last year, I lost people I love. Life's too short. It's not about your floor exercise or what you're or making weight or what you're eating or what you're promoting. That's not what life is about. She may be over it. over it. Once you're done, you're done.
But you're,
I don't think she's coming back in 4 years. I think she's had enough.
But you're doing it more than just for yourself. You're doing it for your coaches. You're doing it for your family. You're doing it for your country. There's so many other things that you're doing this for. You know, there's so many people right now relying on you.
And that's the pressure. She's one little teeny, tiny girl.
And that's part of the Olympics, is getting past that pressure. That's what makes you a star in the Olympics, is dealing with that type of pressure and still getting past it.
I don't know. I think that she's not into it anymore like she was. I think her heart is not in it. She doesn't feel the same way. Remember, she had told us that she was one of the girls who was sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
By her coach. And, you know, I think that definitely taints the thing for you. You know, it makes you feel like, here's this pure thing that I'm doing because I'm really good at it and it gives me self-worth. And then here's this predator that came in and just fucked it all up for you, like just ruined it and made it not special for you anymore.
I just feel bad for the sponsors, the network. Right now, it's the ratings are the lowest they've been in 33 years. And you take her out of the mix, it's going to be even worse.
But that's the pressure. That's not her. It's not her job to make sure NBC has ratings.
It's not. And she shouldn't even know about NBC. The ratings. They're not telling her the ratings while she's there. I'm just saying, from that standpoint, I can just imagine how these people are flipping out. Because last year, they couldn't do it. So they lost a whole year of sponsorship money. NBC took a massive hit.
Yeah, they did.
So now they're going to take it again.
Right. What's so funny is, you know, it's 2021, but they're calling it the Tokyo 2020 Olympics because that's when it was supposed to be. And that's what all the logos say. So, which is my favorite thing, that when you go on, you're like, 2020. Oh, right. It's called the 2020 Olympics. It's the name of it.
Did I fall asleep? I swear we saw that ball drop and it said 2021.
But I think as far as Simone Biles goes, it's a really big deal to come forward and say, I can't do this anymore. I'm not in the mental place that I need to be in order to do this right and be the right teammate and help my team and help my country. I think it's really brave of her to do it in the middle of the Olympics while the pressure is on. And I think, you know, there's that one gymnast years ago. I don't really know Olympics or sports ball very much. But there was this one gymnast that I remember seeing where she was under the same type of pressure. Life was not going well for her. And she was on the balance beam and she face planted. Do you remember this? It was just a few years ago.
Right.
She wanted to say before the Olympics, my head is not in the game. I don't want to do this. But she was being pushed into it.
Mm-hmm.
So she tweeted, she posted, like, thank God Simone Biles came forward and said, I can't do this. She said, I wish I would have been able to say, I can't do this, because she would have stepped away from it immediately. She said she also got to the same point where the pressure on her was too much. And remember, the diet going into it, there's a lot of things that change your body, you know, that change your brain, that change, that make you feel differently. At 24 years old, I just think that she's done. She can't do it anymore. And I think it was really brave of her, instead of making a fool of herself and messing up, let the next girl step in.
No, and I understand that. But I think half of the Olympics is a head game. You have to get past that head game when you're standing on that line saying go. You have to get past that. And I don't know. I'm glad she's doing it, but I think she should have just kept going.
I'll tell you why I don't think so, because I think that she did not address her mental health issues at all prior to this. I think she has, remember, she got medals in Rio. She's a star athlete. This isn't new for her. It's not her first rodeo. But I think just the fact that she and Naomi Osaka, Michael Phelps, you know, they had come forward and they're starting to have a conversation to let us know that, you know, that type of depression, that type of mental illness or whatever the mental issues they're having, affects their day-to-day life. And it's worse when you're under a lot of pressure. It's worse.
And there's no crowd. There's no family cheering you on.
Right.
You're sleeping on wooden boxes or whatever the hell they're sleeping on. Yeah, it's a lot. But that's part of the deal. You knew going in. And they've worked so hard to get to that point.
You're not understanding something. Okay, so if she broke her ankle, would that be more, would you understand that a little bit better? That she can't do it with a broken ankle? Think of her brain as a broken ankle. It's a broken brain. She can't do, part of it is not just her physical body, it's her the mental aspect of the game is super important. Mm-hmm. Her brain is broken.
But there are Olympians that break a knee and continue to go.
Not her. Because
I'm saying there has been
Well, maybe if you're a swimmer, but not if you're a pole vaulter or if you're a gymnast,
mm-hmm.
you can't, or an ice skater, you can't do stuff with certain broken or fractured body parts. Think of her brain as being fractured. She fractured her brain.
It's just funny now when you see the different Olympians. So you see the swimmer girl and you see her body shape. Then you see the gymnast and her body shape. Their body is built exactly for that sport.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I mean, look at Simone's legs, and it's amazing. It's like looking at a racehorse and the beauty of the legs and the muscles and all that. And then you see the swimmer, and the swimmer is built just for that swimming.
Right, the wide shoulders, right.
And the big lats underneath, and they're, all of them are built for that. So I think you just look at your body at a certain point and go, I think I'll be a pole vaulter.
Right.
I mean, when they show photos of her, you just go, what kind of shape is that?
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, when I played tennis, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh, I look like a couch sitter.
I don't look like a tennis person.
I don't have the body for tennis. I have the body for couch sitting and chair sitting. If it's like a big comfy chair, I'm good. I can work a remote like nobody's business. But, my backhand is going.
But the girls in high school that played soccer, they had that soccer body.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to explain the soccer body. You go, yeah, I know what that looks like.
I know the soccer body. I found myself at home in the middle of the day and I turned on the Olympics and I was enchanted. I could not stop watching women's water polo. And let me tell you the most fascinating thing about it. They are talking shit the whole time. That is my favorite sport. So they're not just playing. They're not just like playing and going back and forth. They're yelling. They're yelling at each other. They're yelling at the Hungarians. This one girl got into it with the other Hungarian. Like they had an underwater cam and they showed them tussling and everything.
they have cameras in the water.
Yes, they have the underwater cam. It was awesome. And it was really an active sport. It wasn't just back and forth, swim back and forth and throw a ball. I mean, they were talking shit. They were yelling at each other. They were like, we're here. Like it was amazing. It was quite, and I love that they had the mics on that we were able to listen to everything they were saying to each other back and forth. It was like, it felt like the water version of where I grew up in Brooklyn on the basketball courts where they'd just be talking shit the whole time back and forth. Yeah, exactly. Just like, giving each other crap. It was amazing.